DrawnByJohn.com presents We Got the Geeks Comic Panel.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Comic Book Panel. I'm here, of course, with the lovely Kay Stu.
Mm-hmm.
She's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And eating food at the same
mm-hmm.
time. But I want to welcome lovely. Back to the show the man who reads all the comics everywhere. Don's back with us. Hey, man.
Hey, I am reading comics as we speak, even. No, not.
Those were
boobies. Those were boobies, actually.
Same thing.
Same thing.
And making her comic book panel debut, someone who about a month ago started reading comics, we have Alex here.
Hey.
Get off the stage.
So I figured maybe we'd start off with some free comic book day talk, because Alex joined us for Free Comic Book Day. We did the rounds to four stores. You went to a library, too, I guess.
I did go to the library. It only had the kids' things, and it was very limited on the kids' things, but I did go to the library because I felt the effort that I had to make was to go to the library, so they would do it again.
And what blew my mind is Don here forgot about Free Comic Book Day.
And I got to get off the stage.
I've got a lot of personal things going on. My life. Also, I have a bad memory.
First Monday in May. 12 years running.
So far, yes.
And if you're friends with Kath, it wasn't like it wasn't posted again.
I did go, sorry. Though. I did manage to go.
I get a pin.
No, three.
Oh.
Did you get to read any of the free comic book days?
I was around there for about an hour reading all the comics. They're free, and I still didn't take any.
For a comic book store, not a comic book library.
Oh,
I still like to break the rules.
So I'm going to get, you probably read this one, I know Alex did, but the first free comic book day comic I read was the DC Future's End.
Oh, yeah. Number Zero?
Number Zero, yeah.
Yeah.
And issue one has since come out after that, I guess.
That looks so good. I'm excited to have Batman Beyond in the real universe now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And since when did he have a computer named Alfred? Like, ever since Tony Stark had his Jarvis?
Yeah, I know. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. You didn't like it.
I felt it was rubbish.
Rubbish?
Rubbish.
But there's a robot Wonder Woman and a robot Superman.
All I'm going to say is I have watched almost every episode of Star Trek Voyager, and all of a sudden I feel like you threw these guys in it, and it was the same sort of...
DC meets the Borg.
Yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, kind of,
pretty
yeah.
Much. It's what it reminded me of. It was pretty rubbish.
Yeah.
There's issue one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll change my mind if I read issue one.
You've already changed your mind on American Vampire doing that.
I didn't do a full mind change, but...
All right.
It's better than I thought it was going to be, but I still don't think it's the greatest. But we'll talk about it later.
No. Don, you read everything. Is this the first time that Terry from Batman Beyond is interacting with people from the regular DC universe?
Yeah, it is. Like, usually it's an offshot, like, universe.
Yeah.
This one's actually the mainstream, like, with all the characters that we know.
Yeah, but it's, like, 6 years in the future now.
Yeah.
He went back to the wrong time.
Wrong time frame.
Yeah.
Alfred blamed his weight.
Yeah.
His mass.
Yeah. And Firestorm's in it. They seem to hate each other.
For some reason.
Green Arrow's dead. Spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Green Arrow's dead. Like, he tossed it there after the fact.
Yeah.
But yeah, Green Arrow's dead.
Superman has robot spider legs.
Yep. Green Lantern. Green Lantern. No. Grifter. And I think her name's Sapphire.
I think so. Amethyst?
Amethyst. Yeah. Amethyst. Yeah. They're together. For a brief bit.
Yeah.
Get blown to pieces. Like, that's a really good intro to a series.
Weekly series, too.
So?
Weekly series.
Oh.
Do we know how many issues is it going to be?
I can look it up, but I don't know.
I don't think they've said, actually.
So should I give number one a shot?
Give number one a shot. Read the back to back, though. That's what I did.
Okay, well, I've just read this one, and so I'll read this one next.
Read that one next.
Because everybody thinks I've got, like, horns growing from my head every time I say it was crap. And then they say, did you think it was crap?
That guy there is Grifter.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a good guy, but when you read that book where he shoots little kids, he doesn't appear to be a good guy.
I'm not opposed. I have two children.
There we go.
I haven't read him, but he seems like the DC version of the Punisher just from reading that.
In this thing, yeah, he does, except he's only hunted down aliens. Well, okay, DC Universe Punisher hunted down aliens instead of mobsters.
Yeah. That's what it reminded me of. And then, what was the team that was in there? Stormwatch? And Hawkman was with them for some reason?
Yeah, out of nowhere. It's like, hello, Stormwatch. And also, it's not even the Stormwatch that's in the Stormwatch comic. It's the original Stormwatch before they got rebooted.
That is weird.
Yeah.
What happened? I am way too deep in this conversation.
Yeah.
I am drowning right now.
I'm a learner.
I am such a learner. I believe at zero.
Where's my training wheels?
Well, you're new. Let's talk about one that you made me read yesterday, actually. Is it Zombie Tramp? It's not Hooker.
No, not Zombie Hooker. It's Zombie Tramp, and I warned you it was, like...
Well, if you have it with you, show Don some of the lovely artwork in that.
I do have it. It's Zombie Tramp. I've seen it. It was actually at Mostly Comics. It was the only place that I've seen it at. And I'm like, oh, that looks pretty cool, because, like, you know, I'm sort of into...
Tramps?
Well,
Zombie tramps.
Tramping and stamping.
No, I do not.
You showed it to me yesterday. It was pretty gross. And I read The Walking Dead.
No, so I will find it. You guys just keep talking amongst yourself. It really was not good.
She's hitchhiking and then she eats a dude's chest. I don't know.
She's doing this tramp thing wrong.
Yeah.
Get easier access to
go home, zombie. You're
drunk, zombie.
I know there was more to it than just that, but it was.
Somebody's been having too much cosmos.
It really wasn't.
It wasn't good.
I will find it for you. It is amongst the many, many, many free comics that I collected over Free Comic Book Day because I dressed up as well as my children.
Really?
She did. She was Harley Quinn.
Wow. Well, I tried. It wasn't really that good. I made my own costume, though.
You did the effort. That's all that matters.
I did make the effort.
That's pretty cool.
Seriously, what happened was I showed up at my mom's house to show her my dress, and my next door neighbor was out, and he goes, "Are you going to a high school reunion?" Because I looked. Like, when I seriously, I had my fishnets on, I had my steel-toe boots on. He's like, oh my god, that's what you looked like going to high school. My kids looked like, they thought I was mental.
That's actually hilarious.
We just did the Doctor Who family thing again.
It's good for us.
I think most disturbing costume of the day was Kim from Mostly Comics dressed as Wonder Woman.
That was hilarious. That really was funny.
It was funny. He seemed to have been having a good laugh over it.
He enjoyed dropping things so that he could pick them up.
Apparently, he wasn't wearing anything underneath. There's your
zombie tramp.
Oh, there we go.
Zombie tramp.
There we go.
Feel free to peruse.
So you won't be collecting the graphic novel of Zombie Girl or Zombie Or.
Zombie tramp.
No. Zombie.
No. Zombie I will or. Not. Oh, there's a picture.
Oh, Don's seeing the picture. Okay.
Jay, I like how you're like completely avoiding any
contact
at all. Looking straight at the floor.
Like, I'm trying to do a serious interview and he's dressed like Wonder Woman.
She looks good there, and then she eats his
brains.
Well, I think there's more to it than eating.
Oh yeah, they show something really disturbing there. Zombie whore. Yes. Go out and buy that one, folks.
Or don't.
So did you guys read the Guardians of the Galaxy Free Comic Book Day?
I did.
They were gone before I was able to grab one.
Here, I have a copy. So you can read it, but give it back.
Thank you.
So this is pretty much the issue where Venom joins the team.
Yeah. Well, I saw where the issue where Venom was actually already on the team, but I missed
it. Yeah, I was like, what happened? What did I miss? But they recruit Venom. So yeah.
It looks like he does in the movie.
He does, actually.
He does anyway.
I have fallen in love with Groot. He is adorable.
The tree man.
Because we got wood.
I actually thought it was really, really good. I will want to read more of that.
I could lend you some of the earlier issues.
Okay.
They've been around forever. I've just been reading the new series.
For somebody like myself that's just, like, getting into comics, it was nice that for Free Comic Book Day, that particular comic, it was worded so that it introduced everybody, who they were.
Yeah.
Like, were they, like, if they're good, they're bad, like, that sort of thing. And it was nice. So that, like, for instance, the Future's End, I was lost probably from the beginning. That's really why I didn't like it. Yeah. So I found that was a little bit more smoother for somebody like myself to read, and it actually makes me want to read more because it wasn't as confusing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they had the little intro. Tony Stark's there, and he explains to Venom who each of the members are and why they do what they do and yeah. things like that.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was really good. I enjoyed it. I read it actually today. So,
yeah, it's actually by one of my favorite writers, too, Brian Michael Bendis.
Oh, Bendis is doing this?
Bendis is still writing Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this zombie tramp isn't that horrible. It's pretty horrible, but it's not like... It's not Super Pro.
No.
The Pro.
Because...
No, he's talking Super Pro.
Super Pro. Not the Pro.
A big football-themed superhero.
But this guy, this guy's all like, hey, have a little bit of payment. And she puts his, her hand through his face.
I personally would like to see it a little more graphic.
A little bit. That's all I like that. That's good.
Okay.
Right. Plenty good. Graphic.
Well, you enjoy that read right there.
That's really good. Next up, Guardians of the Galaxy.
But you didn't like the Rocket Raccoon one. The kid one, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't... It was okay. I don't know. I felt it was...
I thought that one was geared more at kids, like, as opposed to...
I think... You know what happened was, I read Guardians of the Galaxy first. Then I thought, oh, well, I'll read Rocket Raccoon because now I know who he is.
He's Groot's buddy.
Yeah, I'll read him. And I read it, and I'm like, this is... Meh.
Well, Lynch, in some of the early issues of Guardians, Tony Iron Man goes into space and hooks up with him for the first few issues. So it's pretty entertaining.
I did like, though, just because I'm a girl and I'm sad, what I did like is that he sort of got, like, a bit of a crush on the girl that he saved.
Oh, the princess.
He won't hand her over. And it was kind of cute. Like, it was cute, but it wasn't what I was expecting. So, but yeah, it wasn't...
I got it based on the cover. The guy that drew the cover, his name's Scotty Young, and he draws all sorts of various covers of, I guess, the baby versions of the Marvel characters.
Yeah. I was going to say, it looks a lot like the baby version, except, obviously, you can't turn Rocket Raccoon into a baby.
No. No.
It's a raccoon.
Yeah.
Like, could they have picked a better animal? Not one that looks like a...
Made his debut in an old Hulk comic from the 60s or 70s, I think. His first appearance is actually going for big bucks now that the movie's coming out.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, old issue of the Hulk, so...
My alter ego.
Rocket Raccoon?
No, the Hulk.
Oh, yes. Yes, you are the Hulk.
Thank you.
So, what else did you read from Free Comic Book Day? I didn't read too many more.
What didn't I read? I got so much. My favorite, I think, overall, which I actually, when I knew that Free Comic Book Day was coming, I went on the website and I looked up what I actually wanted because I didn't think I would get as many as I got. And this was a book that I was interested in. It was The Rise of the Magi. This one here.
Okay.
It was actually really good. Good drawing. It was a good introduction. It was up my alley, though. Like, I like a little bit of, you know, old mixed with new and mystical and mysterious.
Yeah.
Bit of fantasy. And it sort of had everything in it. And it had a different storyline that I've never really seen this sort of storyline anywhere before. So I really, really enjoyed that. And I'm looking forward to reading the next one. I'm probably going to add that to a pull list.
Oh, that's cool.
So.
The only other one I read was the Simpsons Bongo comics.
What was that? I've yet to read that because I thought I'd read all these.
One of the stories was pretty entertaining. They show what's underneath Mr. Burns' house. Bunch of devils and giant spiders and stuff.
Oh,
that
yeah.
made me laugh. Other stories in it aren't so great. But okay. It was my first time reading a Simpsons comic. The art was pretty decent, I guess. There's a leprechaun on the cover that looks like comic book guy. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, no, I've got those. I got two of those. Each one my girl got. I read Worlds of Aspen. There's two...
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how this works, but there was
a flip book.
Yes, yeah, flip
book. Yeah.
The one of the damsels, I guess. I don't really know how to tell what they're called, but it was okay. I mean, the artwork is amazing. The artwork is fabulous. Whoever draws, I don't know who draws for this, but it was beautiful artwork.
Yeah, that's pretty decent looking. So you like this one, then?
It can't still be just...
I don't know if I necessarily like the storyline.
I don't think so.
That was that one I didn't really like too much. Whatever that... There was two, like, books.
Oh, yeah. Purple Lady with Big Cans.
Oh, there's a lot of big cans.
I think that's what it's called, actually.
Is it?
No.
I would imagine it would be called something like that. It was okay.
Good art, though, yeah.
Yeah, no, really good art. But it wasn't enough to sort of draw me to it.
Okay.
I've got a whole list. Do you really want me to tell you everything that I've read?
Well, we're going to take our first break, actually.
Okay.
And, it looks like there's a talking cat in here, too. Cool. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with some more comic book talk right after this.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
All right, we are back. I'm here with the lovely Kay Sue.
I'm still lovely.
Good old Don Fraser.
I'm still lovely as well.
And Alex Attree, not Atri. She'll kick my ass if I say it like
Groot.
That. You are Groot. I love that you've been reading comics for a month and Groot is the one you pick up on, which is fine. I love when people pick up on the obscure characters.
It's because I am a tree. And
definitely.
He is a tree. Therefore, we are related.
They're bound by a primordial tree-ness.
Roots. Now, we're bound by roots.
Tree-ness.
Gonna get off the free comic books for a bit. Now, I don't know if Don's read this series or not. The new Harley Quinn series?
Oh, yeah.
And you started reading it.
Yes, I did.
Fantastic series. Hilarious.
There really is, though. I didn't expect that out of a Harley Quinn series, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know what they could do with her. This is freaking hilarious.
Yeah, every issue.
Very good work with it. I can't wait. Actually, for those who don't know, I think next month's comics are going to be 1940s style pinup girls on the covers.
Like your Wonder Woman shirt.
Like my shirt?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, the Harley Quinn one is awesome. She's riding a bomb. All the way down. Yeah, it's awesome. So he's excited.
Oh my gosh, that is really awesome.
I'll see if I can find it, but yeah, it's so...
Such a funny read. And this is my first time reading a solo series of hers. I've never really been into the character other than the old cartoon.
Exactly, exactly. Well, there's nothing else to get into besides that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I came around, like, recently. But, yeah, this actually gives her a lot of character appeal, you know what I mean? She's a landlord.
Yeah, with a bunch of dogs and cats that she stole.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we won't spoil the future issues.
Thank you. But no, it was cute. I liked how, just even in, the first two that I've read, first of all, there was a lot of interaction with the artist, which really makes them sort of seem alive.
Yeah.
Art's great. First of all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's just adorable. Like, she's hilarious. She's a character, which is nice, because everybody else is so serious, and she's just fun. So.
And her costume's great in this series, too.
Yeah, yeah. It really is, though.
Yeah, I didn't dress up like that on Free Comic Book Day.
That was fine, though.
No.
That's your next assignment.
Yeah.
I totally want to dress like Wonder Woman.
You can pull that one off. Like, I haven't seen any other covers besides that one, but I like that one.
There's a boatload of them. See if I can pull
them. There's got to be, I'm guessing, Supergirl and Batgirl and all those, right?
Are we seeing it for the Green Lantern Corps?
Oh, wow.
Fucking dogs. And then there's...
I didn't even know she was around. Okay, I've seen the Supergirl one, then.
That's the Hot Girl one.
Wow.
That one, she's got a rocket pack, if you see the full picture.
Oh, wow.
That's the Batwoman. That's actually a really good one.
Those are fantastic.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What did you Google?
DC Comics pinups. That's Lois Lane for Superman number 30-something.
Oh, that's amazing.
32. That's actually going to be the cover of Harley Quinn.
Oh, right on.
Oh, why did I get rid of my blonde hair? To be fair, though, like, they could have done a little bit more. I don't feel like that was... That's not very pin-up-y to me. And she's pretty sexy. And that's not very pin-up-y.
I don't know. She's riding a... I think it's pin-up-y.
Oh, wow. The Black Canary one?
Yeah.
Her hair's not very pin-up-y.
Fantastic.
I like Wonder Woman.
Great. Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Yeah. Fair that, hair. To me, is, like, pure...
Oh, wow.
Ferris hair, yeah. This is Red Hood and the Outlaws. Starfire.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, isn't it? That's all I got there.
Who's that?
Poison Ivy?
That's Zatanna.
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 Justice League Dark, which is a series that you would probably like, because you like the supernatural stuff.
Magic-y.
Yeah, she's in that. She's one of the main characters.
Oh, that's my list of many, many things that I need to and want to read.
So you know that...
Ooh, Black Canary is hot in that picture.
Yes, and you haven't even gotten her episodes yet on Arrow.
Who is she? Oh, she's in Arrow? Yeah.
She shows up on season 2.
Oh, God. I gotta... Somebody quick, download it for me.
Cool, so... I've been meaning to ask Don. Have you been reading Batman Eternal?
I have been.
How has that been? I haven't had a chance.
It's actually really good. It's a gigantic mystery revolving around Gordon being arrested for killing. I can't remember the death toll. I think it was like in the 300s. A criminal had what appeared to be a gun, and he wouldn't drop it, quote unquote, because he wasn't actually holding one. It was just what Gordon was seeing. So when he fired, he hit a box. It exploded. Made an explosion. A train derailed and killed a whole bunch of people. And Gordon got arrested. And Batman's trying to figure out who caused it. It's actually really good. The way they're working it, very dark. They introduced a character. I can't remember his name, though. He's from the original. He helped Gordon from the original series. In the original universe before the new 52.
This is another weekly, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so like you're going to get your updates. You're going to have to wait very long for it to come out. Oh, it's so good, though. You guys got to check that out.
I've been reading the regular Batman series, and it's kind of getting weird now.
It is, isn't it?
The last panel, he's got his purple gloves, his Batman mask, and looks like something out of the Road Warrior.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, he's been in a coma for 5 months? 6 months?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, like... That's all he's got. He's like, okay, Pennyworth, I'm back. Just FYI. Oh, how's your nap? Just this kid trying to make up riddles because the riddles got control.
Who knew the Riddler was so powerful?
Yeah, right?
Crazy.
Especially at first when he's just a conspiracy theorist. You're like, this isn't the Riddler. Now he's got the control of the city. It's like, oh, okay. It's actually, this isn't the Riddler either, and it's overshooting it by a long shot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like above and beyond for the Riddler.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I will ask Alex, you started reading a series called, is it Apocalypse Al?
Yes, not Apocalypse AI. Like most.
That's what I thought it
mostly
was.
Mostly everybody, like, no, Don just said that
to me. I just said that, yeah.
And Kath originally just, or Casey, just originally said that to me. But, yeah, no, it's really good. That was my first comic, Paul at Pulp. He suggested it, and I started reading it. It was actually really good. I haven't yet read the fourth. I think it's coming out, or it's just come out. I haven't grabbed it yet. But it's interesting. It's a good read.
The covers look cool. I haven't read that one yet.
Yes, it's weird, because I feel like in some of her drawings, she looks amazing, and then... like, a few pages in, and she looks really weird. Like, there's no consistency. But the actual storyline is pretty good.
That's cool.
So, I like it.
Neat. Don, have you been able to read the first issue of Justice League United?
Yeah.
Where they're hanging out in Canada?
Hanging out in Canada, yeah. I'm actually surprised with it.
Yeah.
They actually go after Rain. Apparently there's, like, a... the kidnapped scientist, and they're trying to find him. It's actually really cool the way they get everybody together. So far, I think this Green Arrow thinks that Animal Man is just a joke.
Yeah, all the jokes he's making about him.
It's so funny. He's like picking fun at him. It's so good. But then in the, I think it was Justice League United Zero was the one where he's poking fun at him. League United One was the one where I think he, quote unquote, dies in the rubble. One of them is.
Oh, The Future's End is where Green Arrow died.
Oh, right. I saw one of them, but you see them still as a team in Canada.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out, like, obviously The Future's End stuff.
Is that the one where they kid about poutine somewhere? Like,
yeah, there's a poutine joke. Yeah, there's in a boot joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam Strange is Canadian now.
Yep, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's all right. We need some Canadian heroes.
He's got a new outfit. No gigantic rocket.
Oh, I love it. And there's a rumor that Booster Gold's going to show up and be Canadian, too.
Get out of here, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome if Booster Gold was. I like Booster Gold.
I love him. In the ad for Futures Past, they show him standing behind Robin.
Oh, yeah?
So I don't know what's going on there, but I love Booster.
Yeah, Booster's really good. After we did the Jonah Hex in All-Star Western,
yeah,
that was hilarious. He just bandages him there, gets his face fixed. Okay, now time to go back. In the middle of a bunch of natives. Gonna kill him.
Right. cool. And what else? Superman Wonder Woman, have you read that one? Cast behind on it. Superman skeleton there. So cool.
That's where they come out of the nuclear reactor, right?
Yeah, you're quite quiet.
I haven't read any of these books.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
You read Sex Criminals?
1,000 years ago, I don't remember what I read.
That's a dirty comic, is what that one is.
It's a good comic, is what it is.
It was good. Did you end up reading that graphic novel, that supermarket one?
Nope. I tried to read it, and the writing was too small, and I felt old and angry, and I haven't gone back to it.
For your birthday, would you like me to buy you a magnifying glass?
No. Sure.
Well, you got some good deals on Free Comic Book Day.
I did. I got Wizard of Oz books, and a book I can't read because the writing's too small and I'm old, and a t-shirt, and squirrels. Have you played squirrels? Oh my god. That's fun. You're collecting nuts before winter comes.
Aww.
It is so much fun.
I have a room full of nuts right now.
Squirrels. Squirrels, because then there's like action cards. So there's a quarrel one where you kind of play war. And the highest card, like, wins. And it's kind of like rummy, because you're, like, collecting groups of three. So then you can put them aside and put them away for winter. But then there's a winter card. So, like, once you pull the winter card, the round's over. So whoever has the highest. And then, like, you keep playing until, like, we picked 50 as the number. So we just kept playing until somebody got to 50. It is so much fun.
I haven't tried it myself yet.
So much fun.
I just got into Hearthstone.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
Where's the crickets? Insert exactly. Cricket sound here.
The tumbleweed going through.
Are there squirrels and nuts? My game has squirrels and nuts.
Mine has ogres and dwarves and stones.
I play at games, but you guys wouldn't like games from ages 3 to 6. So
Candyland?
No, not Candyland. We did Mousetrap.
I remember that.
Darren loved that game.
Pain in the ass setting that game up, though.
Yeah, no, and then because my littlest one, she's fidgety, she kept hitting the ball, and Darren was getting so annoyed, like, because he had to reset it up. But somebody got my daughter for her birthday this game from Disney. It's called Beat the Parents. And it's every Disney question under the sun. It's amazing. And it's there's hard ones for the adults and easy ones for the children. And it was really good. Ooh. So you don't realize how much stuff that Disney has done.
Oh, yeah.
Disney and Pixar.
How much stuff has just seeped into our children's brains without us knowing it.
That is true as well.
And now Disney, of course, owns the rights to all the Marvel Universe and Star Wars and everything.
I've heard that.
Everything under the
sun. Did you see that thing about... Obviously, but Star Wars. The new Star Wars.
They just did the first table read, and they published this
picture.
Photo that's gotten pretty popular of all the cast together.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. No, no Lando.
He is on Glee, so he did not have time to do Star Wars.
I thought Glee was canceled.
Literally, Lando was on Glee last week. I'm not even joking. Okay, he wasn't Lando. It was Billy Dee Williams. But I immediately text Jay, so I know why Billy Dee's not in London. He's filming Glee.
Glee.
And then I said to Cass, if that was true, wouldn't you like commit suicide if you couldn't do the Star Wars movie because of Glee?
Probably one episode of Glee, anyway.
I don't know, because Tim Conway was also in the episode, so no Star Wars. I'm going to go act with Tim Conway.
Yeah, but Tim Conway's not Star Wars.
No.
Inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
I still haven't watched Glee.
But most of the original cast is back. I need to see a picture of Mark Hamill looking in shape.
I saw that picture, and like, you know how chubby his face was?
Yeah.
It looks really, really thin. He looked good.
He looked pretty good in that one picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll pull it up.
My big thing is, what's her face?
Carrie Fisher?
Yeah. Because she's been looking... She's beautiful, don't get me wrong.
She's actually been looking okay lately.
She's been looking kind of old the last few times I've seen her, but in that photo, she looked really good. So I'm wondering if there was a little bit of editing in that
photo.
No,
she's been on Jenny Craig.
Oh, has she?
Yeah.
Good old Jenny.
She's been Jenny Craig... spokesperson for like a year now.
Oh, wow.
And Harrison Ford has always stayed in shape.
Oh, God. He's like Avril Lavigne. He never ages.
Take him in a minute.
Oh, yeah. Harrison Ford is just, yeah.
And
you
Peter.
You want to take him in a minute as well?
In a minute. New York second. Get off my plane.
That just reminded me of the one BJ, better than nine Yanks.
Wow. Well, good night.
That's what happens when you get dessert together.
Yeah, I can't wait. They just started making it, and I guess it's out Christmas 2015.
That's him and,
Okay, that's not too bad, because we talked about this a few months ago. There's pictures of him eating cheeseburgers, grabbing cigarette butts out of garbage cans.
Yep.
He could have played Jabba the Hutt, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's no Hasselhoff.
They hired Val Kilmer for that role.
He's looking a little old, though.
Well, that's what he looked before. Yeah, that's him now, so he's looking a lot better.
He's obviously a personal trainer.
Well, it's 30 years later, they're going to be old.
I wonder what he's going to be. Do you guys have any idea what the script is going to be about?
No, I'm kind of okay with it, though. I like being left in the dark with this one.
Actually, yeah, me too.
Does George Lucas have anything to do with this one?
I don't know. Has he?
I don't think so. Not that I heard. Because I know J.J. Abrams is directing.
Yeah.
Oh, look it up.
So the dialogue will be good then if Lucas didn't write it.
There's not going to be any Jar Jars.
No Jar Jars.
Oh, he was my favorite.
No comments about, oh, you're just like that little boy I knew on Tatooine where the sand is coarse.
Just like that little boy. Sketchy. Sketchy.
He always wanted to say I knew that little boy.
Yeah, right.
All right, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back with some more Comic Talk.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, welcome back to the comic panel. I'm here with the lovely K-Stu.
I'm still here, not reading.
Still here, not reading, but you've... talked about books you've bought recently.
I buy books. I don't read them.
You have to read Elektra.
I'm trying.
All right. We're also here with the man currently looking up pictures of Mark Hamill eating burgers, Don.
He's making me hungry.
And, and Alex is here for her first comic book panel appearance ever.
Yay. I'm lovely and not looking at fat pictures of
Mark. We've adopted you into our little geek cycle.
I love being adopted into geekness. Yeah, I was a nerd before. Now I'm not a nerd. I'm a geek.
It all started when we did our geek trivia, which turned out to be awesome. And Don was there. I'm sorry you spent $1 billion on the...
I should have shipped my bag.
What happened?
I threw like $50 in the one bag.
The gift bag said the raffles.
$50 for the tickets in the one.
Oh my God.
I should have shook it.
They were sufficiently shaken, I assure you.
Should have shook it beforehand.
Not stirred. very sorry.
I'll go to a good cause.
Oh, thanks, man. It was good having you there. We appreciate it. And Katie won one of the prizes, which was cool.
Yeah, she won the. She won the 50-50.
Yep.
50-50. Her celebrations were amusing. Just throwing the money in the air. She had, what, 20? The
25, yeah.
25 bucks. Throws it in the air.
She made it rain.
Yay! He made it rain.
I like that.
It was like clapping. Yay!
Now, a couple nights ago, actually, there was a bunch of announcements of comic book related TV shows that are coming out. First of all, I know you're psyched for the Gotham TV series.
I really am.
You seen the trailer yet?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It looks really good. It looks just like a crime drama.
Yeah.
That makes it a lot better because everything happens obviously before Batman.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne's a kid.
He's still a kid.
So it's going to be sort of a fresh start.
Yeah, I think it takes place right around the time his parents are murdered.
Yeah, so think NYPD Blue.
Interesting.
This is in Gotham City.
And they're going to...
That's like a big thing in his world. That's what changed him, right?
That is a thing, yeah.
And it's going to show a bunch of the villains before they became, the Joker and the Riddler and whatnot.
That sounds really good.
Yeah,
the trailer looks solid. Yeah, Catwoman.
I'm excited for that one, actually.
Yeah, they just ordered a full season, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it was greenlit. Yes!
Where?
Take that, Wonder Woman.
Fox signed it up, actually.
Boo.
You don't get Fox? Everybody gets Fox.
There's a...
Not that I don't get Fox. This is Fox series always end up being really sort of...
Canceled?
No. Look at Simpson people.
That's one of the rare exceptions with Fox.
No, but I find Fox shows are really soft. If that makes sense to you. In my world, it does. They're really just, they're really...
Edited? Censored?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They take out all of the gritty, and they just sort of soften it.
But this one looks like it's going to be decent, actually. And Donald Logue is Bullock. That's actually really good.
I was impressed with that cast. I was like, oh, Donald Logue? I remember him from a lot of things. He's always a bit player too.
Yeah,
right? That's the thing. He's mostly a character actor too. He's one of the good ones. But him as Bullock, I think he fits right hand in hand.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be perfect for that one. Except this time, they're partners, but Bullock is his tutor, I guess. The guy he's learning from.
Mentor.
Yeah, Gordon's pretty young in this. Actually,
he's new to Gotham. I think newish.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then there was the time I posted a picture of Jay on Facebook, and Donald Logue commented, "Oh look, my twin brother."
What?
That happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year.
Yeah, when we were at Articon.
Yeah.
So you realize you're going to have to be Bullock from now on.
Sure.
And we're Doctor Who. It's Bullock.
Bullock. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure you can get a pretty good hat and a trench.
Tie.
We've got it. You can get it. Yeah. Yeah, I think you got this. No problem.
All right. No problem.
Everyone else is Doctor Who. Who are you? Bullock.
I'm Bullock.
I'm Bullock.
Bullock has a whole other meaning for me.
It's Bullock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you. And CW greenlit the Flash series a couple nights ago, too.
Yeah, too, yeah.
I've heard about
that one. I'm excited for.
Yeah.
You have to watch season 2 of Arrow.
Oh, God, I know I do.
You do, though.
It leads right into this new Flash show that's coming out.
I think you were the one you or somebody else was saying that to me. But I actually started watching Arrow because I needed sort of a break from a few other things. So I picked it up on Netflix. And I was just like...
You flew right through it.
That's because I'm a loser. I got no time.
No.
I don't sleep very much. So I just kept watching. It was awesome. But I can't wait to see number 2. But the problem is that right now I can't access number 2. So I have to wait until it comes out.
Hey, Demonoid's back up.
I know.
Yeah. You're welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
So the day you posted that, unbeknownst to you... The night before that, Kelso randomly texted me. He was watching something, and he was like, "I miss Demonoid." And I'm like, "Yeah, me too." And then you post the next day, Demonoid's up. So I messaged Kelso. Is this because of us?
I saw, I don't know why I got... This again. I don't know why I had... I'm like, you know what? Let's see what Demonoid's up to. I went to Demonoid, and Google, and it pulls up.
Yeah.
Click on that, it pops up, It's running.
I was checking, like,
and I've been
for
checking
so long.
Because well, I went to go download something on ISOHunt, and it's rubbish now, because it just gives you, like, paid sites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I have kids, and the crap that pops up is... And some of them, I have to question, like, if I'm going to get arrested, because, like, there was one girl that was in the screen, and I'm like... Is she even of legal age? She looks like she was 10. And I had to close it. I didn't even want to spend time on there. And Pirate Bay is so confusing.
Pirate Bay has the same ads, by the way, because that's where I usually go.
Yeah. They do have the same ads, actually.
So maybe Don will back me up on this. Arrow Season 1, good. Arrow Season 2, awesome.
Yeah.
Better.
It really is, though.
They've, like, really upped their game. And
They took a chance at the first season, and they paid off extremely well.
Yeah.
Because, like, they got picked up for the second one, like, whatever, we got second season, let's go for broke.
Yeah.
And then they're throwing all these shows together. If any of these shows like Gotham or anything like that gets canceled, I'm really hoping Netflix picks them up too. Because if you're going with the Marvel shows, why not go for DC too? Get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because Netflix is, like, the savior of shows.
It is. Firefly? Come on.
That's not true.
That's the next thing I want to watch.
That's not true. That's an April Fool's joke.
Is it?
Like 3 years ago.
I saw it, like, the other day.
Yeah, it's still going.
It's still making the rounds.
It's an April Fool's joke. But Arrested Development.
Arrested Development,
right?
Yeah.
So when Community got canceled a couple days ago, I'm like, Please, Netflix.
Well, they picked up The Killing, too, when it was canceled, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that show.
Is that when it says Netflix exclusive? Is that because Netflix has picked it up?
Netflix is the only place you can see it on.
Brilliant. But apparently, okay, I have no idea what it's about. But somebody was saying that there's a Batman animated series that has just been picked up by Netflix, and they were really excited because it was the only place they could see it.
Is this Beware the Batman? Because I know that got canceled.
Now, I thought it was Gotham, but
Beware the Batman is the one with the 3D animation.
Yeah, couldn't get into that, man.
Hey, let's see about Magpie.
I love that.
Every time I download an episode, is Magpie.
I watched the first five or six episodes, couldn't get into it.
And, actually, it's the 1992 Batman animated series that's on Netflix.
Okay.
The good one.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, they had Batman Beyond already, because the kid and I were watching it on there.
Yeah, and then...
That's an amazing series. That's the one where Mark Hamill's the Joker.
Yeah.
I was on Facebook, and somebody was having a whole conversation about this, and I'm like, I'll make sure... I wanted to actually post We Got the Geek on that, because I thought maybe you guys would be able to mention that, but I totally forgot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And now they're picking up the new Daredevil series, and Luke Cage, and Iron Fist.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched...
Jessica Jones.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched a Daredevil movie.
It's okay.
Don't bother.
It's okay.
I liked it.
Ben Affleck just doesn't do it for me.
Did you watch the director's commentary on that movie?
No.
The director didn't even like it. He was like, okay, this part here we definitely could have done better. And he said that through the almost entire commentary.
See, I read the comic books, though. So I think that's why I was so into the movie. And then when I watched Elektra, which I kind of liked, but I'd read all the comic books, so it made sense to me. Because you watched Elektra, right?
I loved it.
I don't understand how you understood it, not reading the books. Like,
really?
There was so much backstory in the books that they just assumed you knew. That I remember sitting there going, this isn't going to make sense
magical.
To anybody.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I mean, Typhoid Mary's in it, too, and I'm like...
But
Yeah.
I don't know, I thought... Well, I watched it so many years ago. Like, I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen it once.
But I actually purchased it, because I really liked it. But, I don't know.
I like Daredevil better.
Maybe I'd like it better if I read the books.
Yeah, maybe. ABC not only is doing a second season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're doing an Agent Carter series now, too.
I heard about that. With Haley Atwell,
actress from Captain America.
Yeah.
And it's,
I'm like, it's all these movie stars figuring to get more money out of TV shows.
No, that's awesome, though, because we recently saw the short, the Agent Carter short, that was on the Iron Man 3 DVD, where she kind of starts S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah,
And the Netflix shows that are coming out, all the Marvel Netflix shows?
Yeah.
Is that one of them? Is that no.
No, that's ABC. ABC's got two S.H.I.E.L.D. shows now.
They have all the Daredevil's the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah. Isn't Doctor Strange on the list too for Netflix? Yeah.
I think Doctor Strange is getting his own movie.
Really?
Because have you seen Cap?
Yeah,
too. They mentioned him in.
They did too.
Yeah.
Well, the series and the movies are in the same universe.
Yeah, but I think they're giving him a full fledged movie.
Oh yeah, hey, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Phase 3, they're calling that.
Phase 3.
Yeah,
I like it. Actually, that's a really cool idea. I want to see what they can do with that. Although lately in the comics, Doctor Strange is nothing but a big bitch. like in all honesty, though, like lately he was taken over by Thanos' guy. Was it the Black Maw?
Yeah.
He's taken over by him in order to find Thanos' son. And he's always seems to be in the background nowadays, you know what I mean? So if they could boost his popularity a little bit, that'd be awesome. I think. I don't know. Like, yeah. His whole story is cool. He was a world-famous surgeon. And
yeah.
He got his hands broke.
Drunk a-hole, I guess.
Yeah, he's a drunk asshole. Yeah. He's basically a doctor. He's Dr. Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Effectively. And then he's like, I'm going to do magic, whereas Tony Stark's going to be a genius.
There you go.
And I'm lost.
No, Lost is a different show.
No, I didn't watch
it. Yeah,
that
ending is bad.
Although I did hear that my favorite person from a CW show is in that.
Yup.
Yeah.
Yup.
How did you... And you know who I'm talking about. That's kind of scary.
Actually, I don't. I'm disagreeing with you. It is
You
her
lie.
Favorite.
Your eyes
it
lit
is
up.
Her favorite CW show.
Boone? From Vampire Diaries?
Tom Welling from Smallville?
Oh, my God. It is from Vampire Diaries.
Yeah,
Matthew
he's
Fox, Party of Five.
Yeah, he's Boone on that. He's my Christian Grey.
I totally think of him as Christian Grey. When Christian I wore my Scentsy business casual read book, Christian Grey. In
we just
Smolder Holder or whatever his name is.
Just like that.
He is...
Whatever, I will be Mrs. S. You can keep my name, my married name. I'll be like sister wives, but with men. Okay, anyway.
No.
No? Okay.
Cricket.
Yeah.
Cricket.
So, Arrow.
Yes.
I'm lost now. Talking right. About dirty
Arrow.
Dirty Arrow.
Dirty
Arrow. While we're on the topic of TV shows and movies, you kind of commented on it a little bit. They announced that they're doing a Justice League movie.
Yeah.
So, thoughts? Too late to the party, DC? Or
I think it's too rushed. Because they're trying to get it before it's too late to the party, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, cramming as much as they can into a short period of time.
Yeah.
Is this the thing that I sent you, that I tagged Sam... what's his name? Stephen
Amell.
Yeah.
I say...
He wants to be Arrow in the movie. Because he did a meme, or whatever they're called, a meme. Whatever. You know what I'm talking
about.
This
is a pronouncement.
Anyways.
It's a pronouncement.
He was saying that he wanted to be in a Justice... And so I asked what your opinion was, and you said that it would be a good idea for him to be in there.
Yeah,
I
Marvel...
a good Arrow.
Marvel's got this combined TV and movie universe. Why doesn't DC do the same? You already got your Arrow, you already got your Flash.
Exactly.
Throw them into the movie.
That's exactly it. Yeah. But, they're going to keep those guys completely separate.
I think so.
Which is weird, because they got Gotham, right? Which is a perfect lead-in to... whatever they want. Like, they can change that beginning to be whatever they want the Batman and the Man of Steel movies to be, you know what I mean? But they're not going to. They're going to keep it completely separate.
Well, that's why they would never have Bruce Wayne show up on Smallville.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
Didn't Wayne Enterprises show up on Smallville once?
I'm not sure. I mean, every season they tried to write him into the show, and every season DC said no.
Yeah.
I've yet to watch that show.
Smallville is really...
It's there's a couple crappy seasons in the middle, but season 9 and 10 get really awesome again.
I stopped watching.
Yeah. That's usually when a lot of people stopped watching.
Yeah.
It's funny, when Luther and Lana left the show, it got awesome again.
Yeah. Well, there's only so much you can do with those two. I mean, like, after a while, it becomes Lois Lane and...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why it turned to Lana Luther, but... Hey.
Yeah, I'm not sure. And looking back on it now, Green Arrow was lame compared to the one we got now.
Yeah, right? He really was.
Yeah, with his sunglasses and his... Yeah.
Don't worry, I got this. He's backwards hat and his natty light.
I think why Arrow is so good, though, is because he's a very good actor. Like, you really believe that he was, like, a punky, you know, whatever he was before. And then he just changed. Like, he just... He made a good transition. And then he makes even a better transition when he turns into Arrow.
Like, and that's exactly how they wrote him in the comics, too. He was like a complete douchebag until he got on the island.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, though. They make him a lot less like the original Green Arrow, but a lot more like a Batman-type figure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's very dark and brooding in that way.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's probably why they did that, just so they can go Gotham route of having the boy Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Not become Batman. He stays Bruce Wayne forever, and then you got the dark green.
Yeah. Oh, the cat is licking the dip. So on that note, let's take a break, and we'll come back for our last segment.
Cat dip.
Dip liquor.
Dip liquor.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Hey, K2 here from We Got the Geek. Not only am I your favorite podcaster, but I'm also your Scentsy independent consultant. Scentsy offers a safe, wickless alternative to scented candles. We sell ceramic warmers that use a low wattage light bulb to warm our specially formulated wax cubes infused with fragrance. With over 80 scents available, I'm sure you'll find a few favorites. We also offer stuffed animals that have a scent pack included, broom sprays, travel tins for your car or locker, and our new Layers line of fragrance that lets you build a new fragrance wardrobe layer by layer, from your skin to your clothes. Contact me for a catalog, to smell some yummy samples, or to book a party. We're also hiring. Ask me about joining my team. Email me at kstu.wickless@me.com or on my website, kstu.sensi.ca.
All right, welcome back to the comic book panel with J2, K2, Don, and Alex. And first of all, I lost my train of thought. Luckily, we have a good editor.
He was looking at me.
Thanks, computer.
All right, so during the break, we see that Ben McKenzie has tweeted the first Gotham cast photo, and it looks pretty awesome. And I can't wait.
I'm actually impressed that you remembered his name this time.
Yeah, Garrett plays Gordon.
That one guy, Commissioner Gordon, the guy who plays Commissioner
Gordon. Yeah, not Gary Oldman.
Not Gary Oldman, the good one. Gary Oldman was the good one.
He creeps me out a little.
Gary Oldman is amazing.
He's a great actor.
I know he's amazing, but he just creeps me out a little.
A little bit. Good actor, though. Yeah. Damn fine actor. All right, so first of all, Alex, you read some trade paperbacks?
Yes, I have.
And
what are you looking at?
Fallen
Angel series. I bought at mostly on Free Comic Book Day. They had the graphic novel, all the big paperbacks.
Yeah.
It was either $10 or
half off. 40% off.
Yep.
Something percent off.
Yeah, I think it was half off. Whatever was cheaper. So I was flipping through because I really, really wanted to get the Fable series, which I haven't read yet because I'm leaving that, like, that's like my little cherry on top. They had Fables 1, which was really hard to find. I've looked everywhere for it. So I bought that. And then next to it was, as I was pulling out, it was a Fallen Angel series. I'm like, this looks good. So I pull it out, I flip through it. I'm like, okay, it looks like decent. So I bought all three. And I read 1.5 of them so far, and it's really good. It's very interesting.
I'm familiar with the writer of it, Peter David. He's written Aquaman and the Hulk, and he wrote Aquaman when he had the long hair and hook hand.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Peter David.
Didn't he
wrote X Factor for a bit.
Didn't he also do Seinfeld?
I don't know.
Larry David.
Never mind.
He's not Christian by any chance, is he?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, because I swear, this is fabulous. Just like the whole premise is basically, obviously it's an angel who was God's favorite, and she, they couldn't, a guardian angels can't interfere with God's free will. It really, that's why I asked if it was Christian, because to me it had a lot of religious stuff in it that, you know, sounded sort of religious-y, so. But the premise was that what happened was this little girl that she was watching, something happened to her. She got abducted and molested and killed. And so she hated God and she fell. Anyways, and she's stuck in this, like, city that the people that are meant to be in this city are supposed to be there. And they really can't get it, no matter whatever they try. They don't know it on purpose, but they can't. And it's really interesting because, you know, people come in and go out, and I don't know, the art is really good too. I'm not giving anything else away, so I'm just going to say about it.
All right.
But it is really, really good. I keep putting it down because I've got things to do, but I just want to sit there and read it, which is awesome. But, yeah, I was really impressed with that. So I'm glad I got it. It was
That's cool.
Go ahead, grab it.
I'll have to check that out sometime. Yeah, sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cover looks good.
Yeah,
that actually looks really cool.
No, it's art is fabulous.
You know, if you like this kind of thing, I remember you told me you like dark things. If you like this sort of thing, see if you can find Preacher.
Preacher?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Preacher. Please do that.
I've read the first few books of that.
I read the entire thing. It's twisted and awesome.
What's it about? Like, sort of quick premise.
Basically, God hates us.
That's like this.
Yeah. His preacher goes to go kill God, basically, with the help of a vampire. His ex-girlfriend.
Oh, sounds awesome already.
It's crazy good.
Yeah, like, in this Fallen Angel series, I guess God is just so fed up. Like, he's trying to get out. He just wants to go. Like, he just wants to go to sleep forever. Yeah. And, you know, we just keep praising him and blah, blah, blah. So, I like that sort of stuff. That sounds interesting. So, it's probably along the same lines as this.
Along the same lines, it's dark, too, so you might get a kick out of it.
Yeah, my big thing is art, though. If I can't get into the art...
I'll show you a couple pictures.
I'm the same way, too.
Like, if something is... It could be well-written, but if the pictures aren't there... Like, if you... The whole idea is, you know, you're following both pictures and mm-hmm. words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, just, like, this is my... In my brain, that's how it works.
Oh, I hear you.
But if I'm reading it, and it is just crap pictures, it just, to me, it doesn't create the whole... It's like a movie, right? If you watch, like, a B-movie, unless it's really, 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 really good, then you're not going to watch it.
Sharknado.
Yeah. So.
Those are the covers.
Brilliant! Okay.
Yeah. If you're
finding Sex Pistols.
Yeah, I've read the first two or three of those, and it was dark and a little creepy.
It really
good.
Love dark.
Did you read Creature too, Case? Too?
I know. I don't think I finished the series, but I started reading it.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
You'll like it.
Well, you know.
So yeah, Preacher, you should pick that up, and Fallen Angel, we should check out. And I gotta ask you, you mentioned before we started recording Original Sin.
Yeah.
Now we've both been, you want to check it out too.
Yeah, it looks good.
We've both been burned on the last few Marvel miniseries, but you said this one's alright.
Well, I said the last couple were alright, a couple issues in two.
Yeah, oh, Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron.
We had a whole show on that.
Like, before. Oh, did you see Hawkeye's in his reflection? Oh, yeah, it was awesome.
And then it went nowhere.
And it went nowhere fast.
Yeah.
But this one looks good. The Watcher gets killed?
The Watcher gets killed and his eyes are pulled out.
Oh, awesome.
There's a gigantic spread. The Avengers are standing around and trying to figure out what happened. There's a big bullet hole in his head and his eyes are just gone. And then the mindless ones, I don't know if you remember who they are. They look like gigantic hulking cyclops. This is basically.
Oh, okay.
They have some... They're mindless, completely mindless beasts that Fantastic Four fought before.
Okay.
And they got... They're getting smarter. And they find out what Sin is. And the one that they're fighting kills itself with Ultimate Nullifier. Like, in the middle of a city. Just
oh, wow.
Huge explosion, something like that.
Right. That doesn't sound very interesting to me.
I read today that the Guardians of the Galaxy Original Sin tie-in, they're bringing back Richard Rider.
Really?
The Original Nova, yeah.
Oh, do you know what? That makes sense, because in Original Sin Zero, it was Nova was like, where's my father? And he's like, is he dead or alive, you know?
Wow.
So that makes sense. He's like, he's alive. Yay!
Okay.
He's off and...
So, Original Sin or Future's End, which one has been better so far?
Ooh. So far? Two issues in for both.
Yeah.
In terms of overall story, the way it looks... Original Sin.
Okay.
But I think that Future's End is going to pan out better because it always does.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I definitely have
track
to.
Record, you know?
I definitely have to check this out now.
Like what? Like, read them both. You're probably going to get a different opinion on them anyway. I don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, like they both are looking really good to me. I think in the final though,
Future's End
is going to be the winner.
Okay.
Because in the first issue, they mentioned that Uatu has a wife and a child.
Oh, okay. That's new.
So I'm pretty sure that, like, did you read Zero?
I haven't read any of them yet.
They reveal Uatu's background, like his history.
Okay.
So that you actually feel sad when he dies.
Okay, so he's not just a dude that's been on the moon all these years watching everybody.
There's a reason. Like there's a reason why he helps and none of the other ones do. It's basically just like a rule they've made. Like, you don't interfere for any reason whatsoever. He's like, we have a chance to help these people. That's the only right thing to do. He's like, no. No.
All right. I was going to wait for the trade, but I think I might have to check this out.
Yeah. Like, check it out.
Just licking us.
So, Alex, you also picked up the G.I. Joe Transformers crossover?
Yeah, that was the second book that I really, really wanted to read.
And wasn't good?
Let's just put it this way. I can't even talk about the premise of it because it is just so... It was crap. That's the only thing I can say about it. It just was not... It wasn't what I was expecting it to be. And I was a kid of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
A small child of the 80s. Very young. So I was expecting, like, I had high hopes for G.I. Joe and Transformers.
And no, expectations weren't met.
Massive fail. It was rubbish. However, I have high hopes for this.
He-Man.
Because I am, my children and myself and my husband, we watch He-Man and She-Ra like it's going out of style.
Is that the DC one?
It did.
I got
it. It's the DC one.
There's one where they cross over with the DC heroes that I want to check out. Have you checked it out yet?
I did, yeah.
Any good?
It's pretty good. It's actually pretty good. He-Man kills Superman, runs him through with the Sword of Power.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I have to say, the cover of this particular one, this number one He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, out of everything that is on this cover, what stands out to you the most?
That girl's butt in the corner?
Boobs.
That's not butt, that's boobs.
That's boobs. That's
massive
boobs.
Oh, yeah. Well, you are new to comics, because that's how they draw every
female.
That's Comics 101.
They draw them like butts, apparently.
But how come poor He-Man is just bare there? I am a woman. I don't want to see boobs. I want to see...
He's wearing straps and a loincloth. What do you want?
Bulge. I don't know. And maybe a haircut.
Yeah.
Maybe a business suit and a respectable job. A power.
Now we're going into 50 Shades.
Oh, man. Did you see the He-Man movie from the 80s? Because I think Don and I recently reviewed that not too long ago.
Yeah.
We've seen everything. I've seen everything.
The one with Dolph Lundgren as He-Man?
I don't know about that, but I just...
Oh, stay away from it.
Yeah.
It's no Beastmaster.
Frank Langella as Skeletor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you stayed away from that one when we... Mr. Strickland from Back to the Future was a cop?
Yep.
Okay, hold on. Are these, like, just voices, or...
This is a live-action movie from 1987.
Yeah.
No, I have not seen this.
Don't.
It's kind of weird. Dolph Lundgren is He-Man. That's all you need to know right there.
What's that?
From Rocky.
I must believe you.
Really?
The Russian guy who kills Apollo Creed.
Spoiler.
Sorry about that.
And for people like me that haven't seen that movie in years, now I just totally...
Actually, I'll admit, the costume work for Skeletor wasn't even that bad.
No, he looked alright.
He looked pretty good. Like, this is... Look at this toy, based on that.
Okay.
That's pretty good. But, like, yeah, it's not bad of a costume for him.
He-Man.
I'm just stuck on Frank Langella as Skeletor.
Yeah, that's him.
That was one of the decent things of the movie.
Frank Langella.
So, before we go, Don, I have to get your opinion.
Yes.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Amazing.
Right?
Like, this, a lot of people didn't stay for the second ending.
Well, seriously, are they new to the Marvel movies?
I know, right? Like,
do they not have internet in their house?
Or I checked it. I looked it up too. Like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, now I'm kind of, because everybody's gone, and I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know for sure. So I looked it up. There is two. I'm talking, okay, but you gotta trust me here. There's two. It's like, there better be. I'm gonna hit you.
There's an app for that.
There is an app for that.
After credits? Is that the one you use? Love it.
Also, there's an app for hitting people, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's also a fan. You can download a fan app. If you're hot, you press the button.
Does it work?
No.
Well, the first end credits scene, leading into the Avengers Age of Ultron. What do you think?
That looks cool. I like how they got Kick-Ass as Quicksilver.
Yeah.
He's a beast now. What? He used to be a scrawny little kid. Now he's like a monster.
Yeah.
I need to run fast. I'm going to work out all the time.
I'm going to work out all the time. And also, I'm going to marry my 40-year-old girlfriend.
Right.
And take her last name.
Take her last name and have a kid with her.
Oh, Kick-Ass, you're silly.
Oh, Kick-Ass, you're so silly. But then they got the good Olsen as Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool, though. She's, like, sitting there playing with the blocks.
Yeah.
Just floating them, and he's, like, bouncing off their walls.
The good Olsen.
Yeah, I'm psyched.
Like, him flying off the walls, he looked like Nightcrawler.
He did,
when he was
actually,
just, like, puffing
yeah.
is the word I've used there.
I think it is, actually.
but Zork. I was like, is that Nightcrawler? What's going on?
Yeah. And instead of mutants, they're miracles.
Miracle. They can't use the word
mutants. They can't use mutants.
What about, have you read any of the Doctor Who comics?
No, I've not.
I've read one of them.
Are they any good?
The one I read was good.
Which one did you read?
It came out at Christmas. Doctor Who somehow wound up in our universe and ended up meeting the real Matt Smith.
That's hilarious.
That sounds.
And he got dragged to a Doctor Who convention and everyone thought he was Matt Smith. And it was a good story. He had to help a little kid who was getting bullied, too. It's like a pretty good story.
That's like Supernatural, where they come to our universe and they find, like, Jensen Ackles is a model stuff.
Oh, really?
He's looking at his, like, work on soap operas.
I was like, please really? Tell me they wrote in the soap opera.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He's flipping through the channels and he sees it on YouTube. He's like, really?
You know what? I will lend you that one, too.
Okay.
I know there's a new company taking over the Doctor Who comics later in the year. They're doing a Matt Smith series. They're doing a David Tennant series.
I read that in the comic book news.
Yep. And now they're doing a new series with Peter Capaldi, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I was reading that, because upon that I found a few that I actually want to read that are coming out in June. Like the Vampirella, mm-hmm. however you pronounce it. The Blood Queen, I'm going to read. And there was something else that I really, really wanted to read. But I've seen what you're talking about. They're doing an article on that. And just, like, the artwork alone looked really good because it looked, like, so real.
Yeah.
But I see the Doctor Who series everywhere, and I was thinking about maybe picking one up. But I wasn't sure if it was any good.
A different company owned the rights to Doctor Who in the comics, for, I want to say, since the Tenet episodes. Okay. Because they had a Tenet, they had a few Tenet series.
Yeah, I've seen those.
They had some Matt Smith series. They had a miniseries last year where all of the Doctor Who's met each other.
Really?
Yeah, but that company has since lost the license, and these new guys have taken over, and in the summer they're going to start releasing their new series.
Okay. So that's something that I want to read.
Yeah, I would try those out, too.
Okay.
Huh. When are they broadcasting Series 8? How are they already starting?
In the fall, actually.
Oh, the fall?
They're still filming it, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't want to miss it. I wanted to see how Capaldi does it.
I think he's going to be, like, a tough guy. Like, he looks like the...
New
who? Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen an announcement that that's...
He looks like he's going to be a tough guy. I mean, I don't want to spoil it for you because you haven't made it that far, but when Matt Smith regenerated into him, he all of a sudden didn't know how to fly the TARDIS.
Yeah.
It's like, can you tell me how to fly this thing? And that's how it ended.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How could he not know? I thought it was like...
Also, he didn't like the color of his pancreas, I think it was.
Yeah.
He goes, pancreas, that's new. I don't like the color. It was funny.
Wow. That's interesting.
And this guy, I guess he's best known for being on shows where he says the F word a lot.
A lot.
Oh, get on with me.
Yeah. A lot.
And the BBC, they're all for swearing and vulgar things.
I don't know if they're going to make a swearing Doctor Who, though.
That'd be cool, though.
Dropping F-bombs left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Alex.
Could happen.
He doesn't like color his pancreas.
Who's the...
So, he could drop that bombs.
Yeah, I think it's going to be decent. Diana's already not liking it best because she loved Matt Smith so much.
Nah, that makes sense.
I haven't gotten to him yet.
Did you tell he was bald in that last episode? In real life?
No, I didn't.
I think we did.
Did we tell her that?
I think it was a wig.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so Clara is is...
Still the companion.
Still the companion. What about that guy? I heard there was a guy companion.
Yeah, there's some new dude coming in. I'm not too familiar with him.
Ugh, guy companions.
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah.
I love Mickey.
Mickey was cute, but he was just... He was sort of like a parasite. I'm like, get out. I want Rose and... No.
Where do you get to Amy Pond? Where do you get to Amy Pond?
Yeah.
Well, I like her.
I loved her.
Yeah.
Really?
I loved her.
She's in Guardians of the Galaxy, too.
She's blue.
She's blue and bald.
And bald. Actually, funny story, because they were both bald, they both had to wear wigs.
Yeah.
At the same time.
I saw that. That was pretty funny.
Going. Yeah. Funny story.
Funny story about Amy Pond. She's bald.
It's growing back.
Well, she actually shaved her head for the movie?
Yeah. They did a panel at San Diego Comic-Con last year where in the middle of her being interviewed, she took off her wig and she was completely bald.
A lot of actresses are doing it. They're bringing it up.
Yeah. Which is good honor, I mean, really.
Yeah.
Please, if somebody paid me like $5 million to be in a movie and shave my head, I'd do it in an instant. I don't care.
That's true.
Hair is hair. Wig.
I would do that, too.
Get a lace front wig. Look like Beyonce. That's all she wears.
That's her before.
Oh, she's the one that I got as my... I did that, which companion... New companion are you?
Yeah.
And that's the one that I got.
She's fabulous on the show.
Oh, she looks even better bald. She's got a nice shaped head. Who's the guy standing next to her?
No idea.
Is it Michael Rooker?
Is it Roy Conn?
It's not Michael Rooker.
She's beautiful. She's absolutely gorgeous.
True story.
Amen.
Oh,
preaching to the choir.
It's the guy from
See?
Let me see.
Dropping daisies, killing daisies.
Oh,
daisies.
Yeah. He's Ronan.
Pushing daisies.
I know Lee Pace.
Pushing daisies.
He plays Ronan in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
How did I get that?
Oh, yeah, Lee Pace. Yeah, yeah.
And he's hot.
And on that note, we've run out of time on this week's comic book panel. So I want to thank Don once again for coming back to help us out. Always awesome to hear your views on comics.
You know me, I'm good for it because they're the correct ones.
Yes. And Alex, was everything okay? It wasn't too painful? You got through it okay?
I'm fine. I've learned lots, actually. I just want to listen. I'm going to be listening more.
And reading.
And reading. We'll lend you some stuff and get your opinions. And I think you're going to come back when we do a movie review on Wayne's World.
I still have to watch it again. I haven't watched it in so long. I just don't have the video.
Netflix.
Well,
it's not on Netflix.
Is it?
On Netflix.
Well, you know, thanks for being here. And welcome to the Geek team.
Yay.
And read more comics. All right. We'll see y'all next time here on the comic book panel. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.